content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District N newsletter for the month of January and February of 2022. Let's start out with a message from the district governor. Fellow Lyons, we are over the halfway mark. We have completed our midwinter convention, and we are on our way toward the celebration of 100 years at our state convention. This year has been packed with growth, learning, excitement, fun, fellowship, and even testing of our Lyonism through adversities. We continue to push on with a smile and prove why we are the best. We make changes as we go, we teach as we go, and even the teachers are stopping to learn. I ask that everyone, every club, focus on training, teaching, and learning. It will help to increase and facilitate communication, which will in turn increase our passion and commitment, and thus ultimately influence our membership to grow. I ask that all clubs and all Lyons, rather than take the easy road of saying, we've tried that, take the difficult road and say, I'll try that, and give 110% to try and prove it right. If with that it doesn't, then we go back to the drawing board knowing that we at least gave our best effort to succeed rather than the I told you so feeling that comes without trying. We can improve in so many ways. Pick one and give it all you got. We have proven this works through the hundreds of service projects and fundraising that we do. Keep up the great work, Lyons, and thank you for serving from your heart. Learning and serving from our hearts, D.G. Lyon, Bob Block Jr., and family of the New Bern Lyons Club. And here's a message from the district governor-elect. Attention, Lyons of 31N. Do you want to help your club, your zone, your district? Would you like to move up in Lyonism? Or have you had your aha moment that has you passionate about a particular project? Well, I am on a big game hunt, a lion hunt. I'm looking for Lyons with heart, ideas, and passion for 2022. I am on a quest to find Lyons to help me, starting in June, as zone chairs and committee chairs. Lyons with great ideas on new projects. I haven't met you all, so I would love for you to find me and tell me why you are passionate about a project, an idea, or a position. I would love to hear what you hold dear to your heart and passionately want to work with or start up. Please contact me at madmayra@gmail.com. I am awaiting your response with bated breath, hoping to hear from you soon. And that's from District Governor-elect Lyon Mayra McLeod. Next is a message from the first Vice President Governor-elect. I'm sorry, the first Vice District Governor-elect. Pardon me. Greetings, fellow Lyons. A lot continues to happen within the district. Currently, we have done well with adding new members, but unfortunately, we've lost a few. With that being said, back on December 16th, I was honored to induct Lyon Jamie Burney to the Lumberton Lyons Club. He is full of energy and enthusiasm. To be able to capture that enthusiasm as Lyons, we need to help these Lyons to achieve any goals and interest being Lyons. While having dinner with Lyon Jamie, PDG David Cox, and my wife Lyon Dawn, we learned about his interest. He works for the Robeson County Schools as a middle school language arts teacher. Listening to him talk about the kids that he taught, you could tell about his passion being a teacher. Lumberton's Lyons clubs are blessed to have someone that has such a passion for our children. He is also very involved with the Beta Club in his school and in the state. I'm looking forward to great things from Lyon Jamie. One last interest for Lyon Jamie is that he loves collecting pins. So all of you pin traders, have a new one to add. Just in my club, we welcomed two new members, Minko Holloway and Josietta Dielahunt. I will get the privilege to induct them into our Lyons Club soon. I'm looking forward to officially welcoming our new Lyons to our club and see them grow as Lyons. There is so much to be proud of this year. Membership, disaster relief trailer, Lions events, Lion projects, vision screenings, youth and adult, and fundraisers. We as Lions have continued to find ways to help our communities, and I am so proud of each of you and how you as Lions have shown that you serve from the heart. So let's keep pushing forward to reach our goals in Brighter Visions, Camp Dogwood raffle tickets, and helping in our local communities. And that is the message from First VDGE Carly and Lion Dawn Metz. And now we have several items from the Calabash Lions. Let's see, the President's message. Let's start with that, the January and February President's message. I am very, very proud of the way our members can spring into action when a request for a service project presents itself. In early January, we had a request from our district to provide 25 bags of goodies for the boys and girls' homes in Lake Waccamaw for Valentine's Day. Immediately, our members pitched in, and I'm proud to say that 35 bags were delivered to the boys and girls' home on Thursday, January 20th. We had our Calabash Mayor, Donna Prince Long, give a very interesting program at our day meeting on January 18th. Please join us for our evening meeting Tuesday, February 1st, where our Carolina Shores Mayor, Joe Prizwara, hopefully, will be our guest speaker. Past President Lion Alex has left our club to be near his family in Tucson, Arizona, and Lion Kathy Delaney has decided to transfer to another club after 13 and a half years of serving our club in many capacities. We wish them both well and thank them for their years of service to our club and community. It is that time of the year where the nominating committee, Lion Mike, Lion Edie, and Lion Tina, will be meeting with me to put together a slate of officers for 2022-2023. Please contact any of us if you're interested in a position for next year. President, First Vice President, Second Vice President, Treasurer, Secretary, Lion Tamer, Tail Twister, Membership, Safety Officer, Board 2 year, two positions are open, Board 1 year, Marion Walsh and Eddie Gauss, and the newsletter. Here's the calendar for the Calabash Lions. February 15th, general and board meeting at 10 a.m. at Andrews Chapel, UMC. And February 19th, the Calabash Lions English Tea at the Calabash VFW. Prep and setup starts at 9 a.m. The function runs from 2 to 4 p.m. The cost is $20 per person. Call Linda Lion Linda to reserve your place or to volunteer for various positions in the kitchen, for setup, and for cleanup. February 21st is President's Day. And please save the dates. March 1st, where the evening meeting at 7 p.m. will be at the Fire Hall, and March 15th, the morning meeting will meet. And here's a quote, "Work for a cause, not for applause. Live life to express, not to impress. Don't strive to make your presence noticed. Just make your absence felt." Here are some January and February birthdays from Calabash. Whitney Duncan on January 1st. Drew French on January 26th. Alex Dugas on February 16th. Brian Siegelwax on the 18th of February. And Mike Eisenhart on the 24th of February. Please call Lion Linda if corrections are needed on the list with your month and day of birth. Monthly BFAA food drive notice. Peanut butter, jelly, cereals, canned pasta and pasta sauces, and sugar-free foods are the biggest needs for the food pantry. Thank you to all who have contributed. Every box, can, jar, etc. is appreciated by all those in need. Pick up an extra box or can when you shop. Even one item per member will add up. Pampers, any brand and size, are desperately needed, especially sizes 4, 5, and 6, and training pants. Diabetic and gluten-free foods, too, are needed. Also, personal care items, hotel size, they're needed as well. Please try to bring a can, jar, or box of non-perishable foods to one meeting monthly. Food is needed all year round. The Southwest Brunswick Branch Library will continue to collect, and Lions Linda and Irwin will continue to pick up and deliver to BFAA. They will also accept checks made out to BFFA for their food pantry. Well wishes and member news of note. Wishing all Lions good health and to stay safe. Please send personal cards to the members who are ill and notify your newsletter chairperson, Lion Linda, of any happy news, grandkids, weddings, anniversaries, and well wishes. Don't forget, filling up with change and turning in the M&M tubes is an ongoing project which adds to our charitable donations. See Lion Dawn for tubes to refill. Turn full tubes in to her. Holds $14 in all quarters to the top. Dedicated to B and GH for the boys in the Lion's Cottage. Here's a notice about what's available in our Club Lion's store. We have Lion's mops, $9, whisks, $5, and a variety of brooms, warehouse brooms for $14, angled for $13, standard for $12, soft sweep plastic for $11, and pastel brooms for $9. Call Lion Linda to get yours. There are also some new club vests at a reduced price of $20. Pre-owned are now $7, chains for $9, and some the first 5 years pins for $2.50. 10-year anniversary pins for $5 and collector pins for $3 are available for purchase as well. There are a few club caps available also at $17.45 apiece. Please support our advertisers and donors. Toasted on Beach Drive in Calabash. Doggone Healthy on Beach Drive, Styles Studio on Beach Drive, Calabash Deli, Ace Hardware, Sunnyside Up Diner, all of those on Beach Drive in Calabash. The Food Lions, the Carolina Shores and Sunset Beach locations, Lowe's Foods in Little River, South Carolina, and the Calabash ABC store on Beach Drive in Calabash. We continue to deliver eyeglasses and more to NCLI. We've sent over 15,000 pairs of glasses, plus other items, in the last 13 years. We continue to collect eyeglasses, prescription and non-prescription sunglasses, frames in good condition, and hearing aids, no batteries. 517 glasses, 22 ink cartridges, 11 hearing aids, 2 cell phones, and 1 camera have been collected since 8/1/21. Lion Mike continues to collect, count, and pack for the club. We'll update the collection in the next newsletter. Camp Dogwood raffle tickets are on sale. The 2021-2022 Brighter Visions kickoff began, and we have been selling chances to win while raising funds for Brighter Visions. $15,000 cash is the top prize, and the winner will be drawn in June. If you have any left, sell them now. Lion Linda will be collecting the stubs and money. The 2022 Grand Strand Attractions Dining and Values Guides were sold. Please don't forget to use GoodSearchGoodShop.com as an easy fundraiser. Since inception, earnings have totaled $343.14. With 14 supporters registered, $8.54 was raised since October 1st of 2020. If you have a computer, it's easy to sign up. Ask Lion Irwin for help and for the instructions sheet. The more we use Good Search, Good Shop, and or Good Dining, the more money the club will be able to earn. Don't Google or Yahoo. Good Search instead. Please use this site. It's an easy fundraiser. Go to www.goodshop.com. The annual BFAA Food Pantry Project. July 1st, 2012 to June 18th, 2013, donated 275.8 pounds of food and $25 in school supplies to BFAA. From July 1st of 2013 to June 7th of 2014, 640.8 pounds were donated to BFAA. We more than doubled over 2012 to 2013 in total donations. From July 1st, 2014 to July 30th, 2015, 1,062 pounds were collected and delivered to BFAA. We broke 1,000 pounds. 2,251 pounds were delivered from July 1, 2015 to June 15, 2016. We passed 2,000 pounds. Is 2,500 pounds next for 2016-2017? We sure hope so. On the next page for the Calabash News, there are several photos. Here and they're about service projects and guest speakers and fundraisers. The first photo is of Lion Brenda Shawcross. She was installed as the newest member of our club-by-club president, Lion Irwin Siegelwax, on December 7, 2021. Lion Linda Siegelwax is her sponsor. Then there's a photo of tons of teddy bears and Valentine's balloons and some candy and flowers. 35 Valentine gift bags were delivered to the Boys and Girls Homes of North Carolina by members of our club as a service project suggested by our past district governor, D'Angelo Jackson. Then there's a picture of Calabash Mayor Donna Prince Long, who was the guest speaker at our club's morning meeting on January 18th. She spoke about the plans for the town of Calabash and things already done or in progress. The next is a photo of a piece of artwork, and the headline says, "The mayor also donated a picture of the Nance Fishing Boat Dock and Fresh Shrimp Market for our club to use for a fundraiser. She also said she hoped that whoever won the raffle would donate it to another charity to use for another fundraiser. She would love to see more than one charity." Food pantry donations. Donations are collected from the South Brunswick Branch Library and some club members. The food pantry also needs donations of non-perishables for diabetics as well as gluten-free items. Please bring your donations to club meetings or call Lion Linda for pickup during COVID-19 restrictions. Please bring in, buy an extra can or box when you shop. Calling all lions. We have several trees at our beautiful camp that are becoming a threat to falling and damaging our lodges. We have had a few people come out and give estimates to cut and remove from the property, and it is not a cheap issue. We are asking lions and clubs to help us raise $25,000 for this effort. Please send any funds you can to the camp and mark on the check for tree removal project. The address is 7050 Camp Dogwood Trail, Sherrill's Ford, North Carolina, 28673. Thank you for your support, and that is from PDG Wayne Faber, State Camp Dogwood Chairperson. His phone is 919-780-8819. Here are some more notices. Global leadership. Our district governor had the insight to conduct our training in two areas in our district. In February and March, member orientation. In April, public speaking. In June, club officer training. The district and North Carolina Lions 100 celebration. The State Convention Planning Committee has been planning a great celebration for our 100th anniversary as Lions in the state of North Carolina. Below is the link for the registration and a hotel information. And the link is http://nclions31n.org/wp?. Here's a notice about member orientation. To all Lion leaders and new Lions members in North Carolina Lions District 31N, if you're a club officer and have new members in your club, please invite them to attend a new members orientation. If you are a new Lion member starting back to 2019 to now, or you want to learn more about being a Lion member, you are invited to a new member orientation by the district. Also bring your sponsor. For the Wilmington site, please RSVP to Lion George Holston at SeaLion2, that's SEALION2, at AOL.com, or 919-232-5707. Please give the name of the Lions attending, the club name, and an email or contact information by Wednesday, March 2nd of 2022. It will be held at McAllister Delicatessen on 740 College Road in Wilmington. And again, that's March 5th of 2022 at 10:30 a.m. At 10:30 a.m., the doors open. From 10:30 to 10:45, there's a meet and greet. From 10:45 to 11:45, class will be held. And then at 11:45 to noon, you'll order lunch and have a break until 12:30 for lunch. From 12:30 to 1:15, class resumes. At 1:15 to 1:30, you'll do a recap and have some reflections. And at 1:30, the meeting will adjourn. I strongly feel each club should pay for lunch for their new members. A typical order is less than $12, maybe $14, not including the tip. The best way to do this is for the member to pay for their lunch and the club reimburse them. Sponsors and all Lions are welcome, but should be prepared to pay for their own lunch. Again, RSVP to Lion George Holston at clion2 at aol.com or 919-232-5707 by Wednesday, March 2nd. This should be open to any new Lion with 2 to 3 years of service that has not been provided a new member orientation. And that is from your PDG, George Holston. Here's an ad for a night in Monte Carlo. Gambling tables, live and silent auctions, music, and dancing. Uh-oh, this was held on February 12th, so I suppose I will skip this since it has already been held. I hope fun was had by all. Here's a notice about the North Carolina Lions Camp Dogwood, the summer destination for the visually impaired and blind. Camp Dogwood Work Week Bus. For those who always wanted to get to Camp Dogwood but couldn't or didn't want to drive the 4-hour distance, join us on the bus to Camp Dogwood March 25th to 27th. Option 1 is a Lillington departure. A bus will depart Lillington at 5 p.m. on Friday, March 25th, and will depart Camp Dogwood on Sunday, March 27th at 3 p.m. Board the bus in the Food Lion parking lot at 8, the square in Lillington. You can park your car there during the trip if necessary. Option 2 is a Goldsboro departure. A bus will depart Goldsboro at 5 p.m. on Friday, March 25th, and will depart Camp Dogwood on Sunday, March 27th at 3 p.m. Board the bus in the Sam's Club parking lot on the tire change garage side of the building at 2811 Park Drive in Goldsboro. You can park your car there during the trip if necessary. Seating is limited, so please reserve your seat. Reserve your seat by March 12th on the Lillington bus. There's a capacity of 10. And make the reservation with PDG D'Angelo Jackson via her email m5djack at yahoo.com or phone 919-747-5808. You can reserve your seat by March 12th on the Goldsboro bus, which has a capacity of 20, with Lion Jean Goetz via the email ggoetz00 at gmail.com or by phone at 414-640-5953. A goodwill offering will be collected on the bus to cover part of the gas expense. One rest stop on the way to and from camp, and all meals and lodging are covered at the camp. There is a web link listed at the bottom, http://nclions31n.org/wp?. District N North Carolina Lions and Leos, the 2022 North Carolina Leo Leadership Forum and Convention is here. Clubs that are sponsoring Leo clubs, please pass this along to your advisors. Below is the button that they can click on to download the documents. And that link reads as http://nclions31n.org/WP?. This from the Irwin Lions Club. A beautiful picture of a group of lions and the headline, 62 Years of Giving Joy, Hope, and Appreciation. And this is a photo in the Daily Record. The Irwin Lions Club is in its 62nd year delivering Christmas fruit baskets to widows and shut-ins throughout the Irwin community. Lions call it a program of joy, hope, and appreciation to many. And in this picture on the front row are Irwin's, from left, Irwin's Carly C's IGA produce manager, Joey Jackson, who assembled the fruit baskets, charter member of the club, George Joseph Jr., Billy Johnson, Eddie Blackman, club president, Earl House. And in the back row, Michael Witzel, Thomas Green, Randy West, Tim Morris Jr., Gilberto Figueroa, Billy Turnage, Tim Morris, Resson Faircloth, Jim Wade, and Rusty Brown. Here's a picture from the Triton High School Leos. And there's a fine-looking group of Leos. Irwin Lions Club is the sponsoring club for our newest Leos on January 5th, 2022. That was their chartering night, and the North Carolina Lions State Leo Chair Lion Elizabeth Steele and District Governor Robert Block were present. Next is a notice from the Leader Dog program. They say, "Hello, Lions. Please follow this link to the latest Leader Dog Lions newsletter article." I did try to use that link, but it gave me an error message, so I'm not going to read that on the air. To learn more about our programs and services, visit leaderdog.org. Visit our virtual learning resources at leaderdog.org/resources/virtual-learning. We are always in need of volunteers to raise our puppies. Learn more at leaderdog.org/puppy. Our mission is to empower people who are blind or visually impaired with lifelong skills for safe and independent daily travel. Leader Dogs for the Blind are located at 1039 South Rochester Road in Rochester Hills, MI, and the zip is 48307-3115. You can call them direct by phone, toll-free at 888-777-5332. Well, we've come to the end of the Lions District 31N newsletter for January, February of 2022. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content for this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.